we've been to the District of Columbia, and we're now in Virginia. I think what we've noticed is that in both places, one doesn't really require to produce an ID to identify themselves. In D.C., people come and say who they are, and they're allowed to get a ballot. You have a choice of either electronic voting or manual voting. Here in Fairfax County, there's much more of manual voting than electronic voting. In fact, we saw there are 10 booths for manual and 5 for electronic. But what is interesting is that the queue here in Virginia is very long, and they're using only one hall for voting. Whereas in my country, we would have streamed the people into different classrooms, an average of between 350 to 400 people, so that the queues can move fast.
Now, so what you have seen so far, how can this be used in the electoral preparation of Kenya to improve upon Kenya's system to make it better?
I think the issue is the question of the laws. For example, I've seen a lady who's a disabled lady. She was in the car. She was unable to come into the voting room. So the ballot was taken to her. She marked it and then gave it to the officer, and it was taken to the room and scanned into the results. That would not have happened in Kenya. We would have had to carry that lady into the polling room for her to vote. And then secondly, you notice that the campaign material is actually outside the school, whereas for us, it will have to be some a few meters away from school, and you not on the voting day have banners reading Obama or reading somebody else. You know, the various parties have each pitched outside the school, which would not happen in our own case. And in fact, it looks much more of a picnic rather than a serious question of voting. So the what you saw on TV, people debating, arguing, the advert, it does not translate into the voting. People are very calm. I mean, it's like a Sunday. They are out. They are queues. People are talking. No tension. I have not seen a police car around here. I've not seen policemen around the school. You know, it's very peaceful. And I think that is one thing that we can pick, that elections are not matters of life and death. It's choosing winners and losers.
Now, Ambassador Nzibo, did you talk to some election officials, and what was your impression, and what do you take from how they are comporting themselves or how they are administering the poll?
The officials, most of them are volunteers, and I think what has impressed me is that at home we spend a lot of money recruiting poll officials. Here it's much more people volunteering to as a community responsibility to be allowed to come and conduct the elections. And even the party members who are outside, they are all volunteers, and you don't see people standing in the queue outside asking for bribes. I mean, it's unheard here, people queuing outside in order to be bribed to vote for their candidates.
So, all in all, what are the lessons learned that could transform or improve on Kenya's election, be it legally or be it just procedural, to ensure?
I think it's just developing a culture of democracy where people accept that elections are an everyday affair, that it has to be conducted peacefully, that people have to self-regulate themselves, and that party campaigning cannot be nasty to the point where we cause death, you know. It's an affair. Tomorrow people will go out and vote will go out and celebrate. Others will mourn, but life continues. It's a peaceful life.
So last but not the least, Ambassador Nzibo, what will be your message to Kenyans?
The message to Kenyans is that we need to develop this culture of tolerance, culture of peaceful elections and campaigning peacefully, electing our leaders in an orderly manner. There's so much mistrust in our systems across the continent that we spend so much money on security issues, we spend so much money on security features on the ballot papers. And yet here, at the end of the day, whoever is in charge will put the boxes in their car and they will take them to the government center for them to be stored and finally tallied together. You know, it's It's a peaceful, in fact, it's not even a holiday, it's a working day.